Whether you're looking for advice on health, relationships, balance in your life, money, or for your spirit, you're at the right spot. It's time now for Connect with Kimberly Reed. And here's your host, Kimberly Reed.
Welcome back and happy Thursday, everyone. It is Relationship Day here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. And specifically, we're going to be talking about how to build brilliant business relationships. Many of us, my parents included, never really had their own business. And so I never saw that modeled for me on how to build those business relationships, how to maximize and optimize them so that they're mutually beneficial. And so I'm very excited today because we have a returning guest here, Dr. Ivan Meisner, and he is just the father, known as the father of modern networking. And networking is hugely important when you're building a business, especially building a business on a budget. So Dr. Ivan Meisner is the founder and chairman of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization. BNI was founded in 1985. The organization now has over 5,800 chapters throughout every populated continent of the world. You may remember the last time he was here, he was talking about how they are attempting to open up in China at some point, and they are opening chapters in India currently. Very exciting that there are entrepreneurs looking for a way to network their goods or services. Last year alone, BNI generated 6.5 million referrals, resulting in $2.8 billion, that's with a B, folks, billion dollars worth of business for its members. Dr. Ivan Meisner has a PhD from the University of Southern California, and he is a New York Times best-selling author who has written 12 books, including his latest one, Networking Like a Pro. He's also a monthly columnist for Entrepreneur.com and the senior partner for the Referral Institute, which I'm hoping we'll find out a little bit more about today as well. A referral training company with trainers around the world, and they even have courses not too terribly far in Temecula, I found out last night, for this learning how to refer business and to maximize, again, those business relationship. So without further ado, please let's welcome once again Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Fantastic. And thank you for joining us again today. Very exciting to have you on the show once again. Sorry for the second time. And I'm glad to hear that you are feeling better this time. Last time you had a bit of a cough and a cold or bronchitis from traveling so much. I'm guessing you picked up a bug along the way. So
actually, I went to India with it starting. And
oh, no.
When I got there, it just got worse.
And flying with that kind of ailment is just a joy.
Yeah, it was amazing just how little you can hear when your ears get so clogged up.
That happened to me once, too. And I thought, oh, my God, is my hearing ever going to come back? It was kind of scary.
I thought it was like prep for being 80.
What?
What did you say?
Oh, dear. Well, let's hope that we don't speak that into existence and we have our hearing long past 80. So, in talking about building brilliant business relationships, for those of us who maybe didn't see it modeled within our family or families, friends of family or anything like that, how do we even know where to begin on building relationships in business?
Well, I think, you know, business people are looking for building relationships as a way of getting referrals and doing business. And so what happens is they try to cut to the quick too quickly and get right down to doing business. And it is all about the relationships. And so what I like to teach people is a process that I think is the fundamentals. It's the foundation of building business relationships. And that is understanding what I call the VCP process.
VCP
stands for visibility, credibility, profitability.
Fantastic.
It begins with people. You have to be visible in the community. People have to know who you are and what you do.
Well, doesn't matter how good you are if they don't know who you are.
Yeah, it's got to start with that. And so you got to be visible, and it's a chronological process. You can't, you know, start in the middle. First, people have to know who you are. Then you have to establish credibility. And credibility is where people know who you are, they know what you do, and they know you're good at it. And they may know you're good at it because they've done business with you, or they know people who've done business with you, or you have a reputation, and so you're at credibility. Then the third phase is profitability, and profitability is where people know who you are, they know what you do, they know you're good at it, and they're willing to pass you a business referrals on an ongoing reciprocal basis. And it takes time to get to profitability. Where networking goes wrong and where that relationship building goes wrong is that, and we've all seen this, people will meet you at some business event and they'll go, "Hi, my name's John. You know what? We should be doing business." And they try to jump over visibility. They try to jump over credibility. They want to get right to profitability. And they're actually at a fourth phase that I didn't mention that comes before visibility. It's called invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
And they want a relationship and they're invisible. You don't know who they are. And if they're really annoying about it, they're at irritability.
And we've certainly met those folks and probably been guilty of it a time or two ourselves. I have definitely jumped the gun because I was hungry, you know, and it is a process. And how, I mean, for, we talked about this a little bit last time, for the typical handyman, plumber, electrician, you know, everybody knows what those fellows do. So that chronological process is shorter than it's perhaps an industry that is emerging or something that people requires a lot of education to help them understand and bring in that knowing of what you do and how you do it and that you can actually do it. Correct?
Yeah. There's actually what I call the time confidence curve, and the time confidence curve is different depending on the profession you're in, just as you described. Some professions have a shorter time confidence curve, like a florist has a pretty short time confidence curve. And the time confidence curve is an XY axis that you basically, it takes a certain amount of time before you hit that axis point where people have confidence or you're at credibility in what you do. And so a florist might have a short time confidence curve, but a real estate agent's going to be a lot further out, and a financial planner who's investing your retirement income is off the charts. So it does depend on the profession you're in, but you can speed it up with things if you just understand what to do and what not to do.
Well, and we're definitely going to be talking about that as far as what to do to speed up that process and what not to do, because I think even just bringing awareness around what to do can hugely help us to grow and to avoid those pitfalls and those roadblocks and again, to shorten that time factor, because you know, I coach a lot of people, and primarily I'm a personal coach, but a lot of business issues stem from personal belief systems.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And I have to remind myself of this too, because you know, I've been in business for almost 3 years here in Ventura County, and it's a little frustrating sometimes, but you have to remind yourself that it typically for businesses of any kind, it's a 2 to 5 year growth process. And it is tough. And I was talking with one of our other guests recently, Regina Phelps, and she is like the matriarch of emergency management planning around the world. And she said the first 5 years were totally frustrating. But then after that, you know, people started to know her and she started getting referrals. And, you know, it's just making it through, muddling through and learning all the different things that required of business during those first 5 years. And,
right.
And reminding yourself of that frequently, you know, tattooing it on your hand if you have to. But let's talk about one thing before we take a break. What is one thing that we can do to shorten that process, and then we'll take our first break?
One of the things to do is let's start with the VCP concept, or go back to the VCP concept. You want to communicate differently with people that you're at a different place with. You know, the people that you're at profitability with. Let's say we know each other and we have a good relationship, and I'm passing you referrals, you're passing me referrals, we're supporting each other in some way or another. That's a whole different kind of communication than what I would have with somebody who I'm just at visibility with. And so what you want to do is you want to break down your database management. You want to take all your contacts and you want to break them up into VCP. Where am I with this person? Am I at visibility? Am I at credibility or am I at profitability? Because if I'm at visibility and I send out an email to everybody in my list saying, "Hey, I'm about to do a radio show with Kimberly today," and these are people who hardly know me, they're going to be like, "This is spam. Why do I want to get this?" But if I send it out to people who are following me on my social media, which, by the way, I did. Take a look at my Facebook page. I talked about that. But these are people who are following me. I'm at credibility with them. They want to know when I'm doing an interview. So the thing to do is to know where you're at with people and track that, put that into your database system, and communicate accordingly.
And do you have a suggestion for a contact management system? I mean, there's gazillions out there. Have you tried a few, or have you heard feedback from a few?
Yeah, I have. Probably my favorite one is a system called Relate to Profit. It's the word relate, the number two, and the word profit, and it says it's RelateToProfit.com. I'm not affiliated with them, but I do highly recommend them. They have, with my approval, used the VCP process. So with that database management program, they actually have a choice where you can say in there, am I a visibility, credibility, or profitability? So when you're communicating with people, you can say, I want this message to go out to everybody that I'm at profitability with, not everybody else, because they're just going to look at this as spam. So that's the one I recommend, Relate to Profit.
How fantastic is that? That it just is going to work right along with this process. That's phenomenal. I've actually not even heard of that one. I've worked with ACT in the past and reviewed a few other ones, but very excited to know about a good product. So thank you very much for that referral.
Yeah, my pleasure. And I think I might have a discount code here. I'll look while we're
even better.
That I can give to everybody.
So we want to remind everybody that we are here today on Relationship Day on the Connect with Kimberly Reed, and specifically for business relationships, very important part of life, especially whether you're in the corporate world or small business or in your own gig and working through the internet or working person to person. Doesn't matter. Relationships are key. So that's why I'm bringing this information to you, and just thrilled that Dr. Ivan Meisner agreed to be on the show again today. So remember also that the Camrio Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns is opening tomorrow, Friday, April 22nd. And they are going to be giving away a prom dress and two tuxedo rentals, as I understand it. So check them out tomorrow for those giveaways. And then Saturday is all about weddings. They're actually going to be giving away up to a $1,000 bridal gown of your choice. And they're going to have a renewing of the vows ceremony and cake. It's absolutely a gorgeous space, and I don't know, about 14 times bigger than their older space. Their old space, which is kind of close to the post office, across the street from the post office and near Enterprise Rental Car, they are using that for discontinued gowns and as an outlet. So amazing things that Pamela and her crew are doing, so be sure to support them. And we'll be hearing more about the giveaways next week as the grand opening festivities continue. But do check them out this weekend, and we'll be back after these messages. So stay with us here on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM, KKZZ.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
Are you or someone you know headed down the aisle or to prom? Camarillo Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns is soon to be open in their new, beautiful, and expanded location at 425 Arneal in the center of Camarillo. Grand opening festivities begin on April 22nd with prom day. Be sure to put in your slip for a free prom dress or tuxedo rental. Visit gorgeousgowns.biz. That's gorgeousgowns.biz for all the fabulous details.
And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. Such a great pleasure to be with you today on Relationship Day here on the show. And we have our very special guest, Dr. Ivan Meisner. And he was sharing with us one of the ways that we can compress that timeline. And he was sharing with us a great business tool called RelateToProfit.com. Relate, the word, the number two, profit.com, and he mentioned that he has a special code for us as a discount for our listeners today. He's guaranteed me that he makes no profit off of this, that it's just a gift for us. So thank you very much, Ivan. And so what is that code?
Yeah, the code is ask-Ivan, ASK-Ivan, I-V-A-N. I don't get a commission on this. I don't. I just love their product, and I recommend them, and so they gave me this code that I can use. So if you sign up and you want to test it, put in that code, and you'll get 50% off their cost for life. It's a permanent discount.
That is amazing, and that's 50%.
50% off.
Half off for life. That's amazing. Now, you, we talked a little bit about the VCP process, how to communicate with each level differently. Let's jump into mistakes next, and then we'll better understand how we can compress that timeline so that we can build the visibility, credibility, and profitability as quickly as possible for our particular industry. So, what's the top five mistakes that...
Well, there's two huge ones, and I'd be glad to talk about some others as well, but let's start with one, and I almost need to tell you a little story to get to it. I did a presentation in Europe over the summer, and there were 500 people in the audience, and I said to them, how many of you here today would like to possibly sell something? Maybe make a sale. Raise your hand. Like, almost everybody in the room raised their hand.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay. How many of you, I then asked them, thank you very much, how many of you are here today hoping to buy something? And not one person raised their hand. Not a single person. And that, Kimberly, is what I call the networking disconnect. Everybody shows up at these networking events wanting to sell, but nobody is there wanting to buy. And so the reason that people have this bad experience, one of the reasons people have a bad experience at networking events, is you get all these people there trying to do direct selling instead of networking. Networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships with other business professionals. It is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a way to build a solid foundation for a long-term successful business. And so you really have to understand that a lot of people that go to these things are there to hunt. They're not understanding the networking disconnect. The other thing that goes wrong, and this kind of goes back to the VCP, is people do what I call premature solicitation. And you don't want to say that fast three times. Let's get in trouble. Okay, so the premature solicitation is where you're at this event, and we kind of touched on it with the VCP. You're at this event, and somebody comes on up to you, and out of the blue, they say, hi, my name is so-and-so. We should be doing business. And you have no idea who this person is. You've never met them before, and they're asking you for a referral or they want to do business. My favorite one was a person who came up to me. I do a presentation about what I call the butterfly effect of networking and how simple things can lead to amazing results. And it started with somebody asking a favor, and the ripple effect over a 2.5-year period was that I got to spend a week with Richard Branson on Necker Island.
Wow.
So I
That's big stuff.
It's great stuff, and it's a great story. And I told this story, so after I did my presentation, somebody came up to me and said, hi, you know, my name is so-and-so. Hey, I've got this great product. Do you think you could introduce me to Mr. Branson so that I could, so I could basically sell them? I mean, that's basically what he wanted. And I'm like, I don't even know who you are. Do you honestly, luckily I didn't say this, but what I was thinking was, I have no idea who you are. Do you honestly think I'm going to refer you to somebody who I'm barely at visibility with? You know, I'm at visibility with this guy. Maybe I'm working on credibility with him. And you think I'm going to refer somebody I don't know with a product I've never used to somebody who's an important contact to me? That's just never going to happen. And so this premature solicitation, people do that because they're so much into because of this networking disconnect. They're there to sell but not buy. And that's a huge problem.
And most of us, when we do have somebody come into our space that wants to prematurely solicit to us, again, being very careful about enunciating that, it automatically brings up our shield. and it's going to be really hard to overcome that shield in the future to rebuild in that rapport, if ever.
You're absolutely right. And there are four things that I recommend if you want to avoid this networking disconnect and premature solicitation. If you have time, I'll hit the four things for you.
Please do. I'm all ears.
One is relate to people. Networking is not about a transaction. It's about a relationship. It works best when you're striving to make connections that lead to professional contacts. It does not work well when you're attending a meeting just to make that sale. The root word of relationship is relate. So relate to the people you meet. Start to establish a connection or a rapport. That's really important. Relate to them. That's the start of a relationship. The second is become a good interviewer. When you meet people for the first time, learn how to ask good questions that get people to talk about their business. You know, be flexible. Don't use a script. But start with some questions in mind and then go with the flow. Ask them things like what's their target market? What do they like to do most? What do they like about what they do? What's new in their industry? What are some of the challenges in that business? What got them into that profession? It's almost like this interview with me. You're asking me questions and I'm opening up and responding to the questions. That's what a good networker should be like. A good networker in building a relationship with people, you have to understand that they have two ears and one mouth and should use them both proportionally.
Absolutely. And it is really when you're building, especially that initial foundation for a relationship, it's all about them. It's not about you.
Yeah. It's much more important to be interested than interesting.
Very good. Very. It's the second time I've heard that this week. Maybe it's a sign. I don't know.
Well, it certainly is appropriate if you're talking about relationships, because people love people that are interested in what they have to say, and that's an important part of trying to relate or make a connection and build a relationship.
Fantastic.
So here's an unusual one that's counterintuitive. Seek out people from diverse backgrounds. Diversity is an important key to building a powerful personal network. You never know who people know. One of the best referrals that I saw a number of years ago came from a cosmetics consultant who referred a client's husband to a commercial graphic design company, and the referral ended up being worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. The irony with it was that neither the husband nor the graphic design company thought that the cosmetics consultant had the kind of contacts that could possibly put them together, but happily they discovered the error of their ways because she did.
Quite the learning lesson there.
Yeah, it really is. You just don't know who people know. And the thing is to surround yourself with people who are different, because networks are by nature clumpy. That's the technical term.
I like it.
They're clumpy. They're cluster-like. We tend to hang out with people like ourselves that we feel comfortable with. And so the more you can surround yourself with people that are different, you have different educational background, different profession, different socioeconomic standing, you're more likely to find somebody who's a connector who can connect you to a whole new cluster of people that you wouldn't otherwise have a chance to meet. And that is definitely counterintuitive.
Definitely. And especially I've noticed in certain B&I groups around Ventura County, and I've visited many, that is very, very true. They do tend to clump together. So where you have, many network marketing group individuals together and different themes of their business. But you're saying that you have some people that make big corporate sales as well as the person-to-person sales as well as...
Yes.
There
is this tendency, especially in business-to-business and corporate, where all they want are other business-to-business and corporate people, and that's a huge mistake.
Wow. So we're overlooking a gold mine when we don't seek out those relationships.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Some of the biggest referrals I've seen given in the last few years came from people that you just wouldn't expect, like this cosmetic. She was actually a Mary Kay consultant.
Fantastic.
That gave that referral. A dentist probably gave one of the biggest referrals I'd ever seen a couple years ago. It was a multi-million dollar referral. And gave that referral to a business organization that did shipping, international shipping. Now you think, wait, how's a dentist get a referral for a shipping company? But what she did?
They know people.
Yeah, and they have a captive audience.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
So here's the last one. When you meet people at networking events that you want to get to know better, set up a time to do a one-to-one meeting with them later. Remember that this should not be used as an opportunity to sell to them. It should be used as an opportunity to start a business relationship. When you ask for the one-to-one, do so by telling them that you want to learn more about what they do and how you might be able to help them. And, of course, they'll be willing to help you as you build that relationship and that connection. That, too, is another counterintuitive thing. Is, you know, a lot of people say, well, let's do a one-to-one. I'd like to show you more about what I do. Well, they don't want to get sold to. So, but if you say, I want to learn about what you do, and then truly ask questions about what they do, you'll find that that's a great way to start a relationship.
It reminds me of a book that I've been listening to. I tend to listen to a lot of books more than sitting down to read. I don't know if it's because I haven't developed an adult ADD thing or what, but sitting still in my car, I'm a captive audience, and so I listen to a lot of books. And Yes, Y-E-S, apostrophe, exclamation point, talks about this very thing that when we really give the value and just the way that we word conversations can make a huge psychological difference in building that rapport. And it's not that we're out to get them, but where is our mindset? Where is the belief system around, you know, where it's the intention in going out to networking events? Is it just to be the shark and make the sell and, you know, take them down? Or is it, like you said, to cultivate that relationship that is long-term? Maybe it's beneficial to you, maybe it's not, but are you willing to be that go-to person in your community to connect people? And the whole karmic aspect of it, that eventually it will boomerang around back to you.
Yeah, there's actually, in social capital theory, a concept called the law of reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
And the law of reciprocity is very similar to what we do in BNI, what we call giver's gain. It's what goes around comes around, that if I help you, you'll help me. And it is a transformational law, not a transactional law, which means that if you try to turn this networking process into a transaction, it never really works quite that well. A good friend of mine, Dr. Wayne Baker, in his book, Success Through Social Capital, he talks about this. Coin-operated networking. Right? And it's very transactional. I'm going to put the coin in. I want the candy. Okay. I'm going to invest in this 30 minutes with you. I want a result. I want something now. And if you turn networking into a transactional process, it just never goes very far. And the reason for that is the topic of our discussion today. It's a relationship. It's all about the relationship. As a matter of fact, I told this in a long time, but I saw this great presentation by one of my BNI directors once at one of our conferences.
Hold that thought. Can you hold that?
Sure.
Let's hold that story until after our Shiro break. Tell us once again what the name of that book that started with Success?
Success Through Social Capital by Dr. Wayne Baker, B-A-K-E-R. Great book. A little academic, but great content in it.
Fantastic. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show, Relationship Day, specifically building brilliant business relationships with the father of modern networking, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Thank you so much for being here and providing value to us and our listeners today. And we're going to take a quick break. And then when we return, we're going to talk about some sheroes and heroes. Thank you very much for listening at Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM, KKZZ. Are you ready for a career that makes a difference in the lives of others? Or perhaps you realize having only one source of income just doesn't cut it in this economy. Hi, I'm Kimberly Reed, founder of Tools for Better Living, and I'm looking for motivated people to join me on a mission that is revolutionizing North America. My team and I believe every woman deserves to have a life coach so she can live an extraordinary life with purpose and passion. Go to toolsforbetterliving.com, that's toolsforbetterliving.com, to complete a short application for consideration. and welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed show. It's such a great pleasure to be here with you today. And for our Shiro slash Hero spot for today, we are going to recognize all of the runners, and I'm using that word loosely because I'm part of this group, that are running in the Ventura County Marathon Training. We're going to be doing the half marathon at Disneyland in September, and we are looking for your donations. So I'm going to list out every runner's name because, in my opinion, they are the sheroes and heroes of our community because they are doing something and taking it to the streets, so to speak, to raise money for Food Share to help 73,000 people here in our own community to make sure that they've got food on the table for their family. 73,000 people that you can make a difference in today. So the website that you can donate at is vcmt.org, VC as in Ventura County, MT.org. And some of the money is also going to the Josephine DeMello SIDS Foundation. So SIDS being the sudden infant death syndrome and supporting families who go through that horrible trauma. So here are the names of the runners. Are you ready? Melissa Alvarez, thank you very much. Charles Anthony, Mary Moss, Roseanne Hill, Daniel Pelzar, I'm hoping I said that right, and of course our own very own Tom Spence, who's running our board today and always here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show, and Dana Gary, Mary Koch, Megan LaChance, Sheila Mayer, Elizabeth Poley, Elizabeth Wisnia, and Kristen Warner, and myself, Kimberly Reed. So these folks have decided that they are going to stretch out of their comfort zone, run and or walk a half marathon at Disneyland in September for Food Share and the Josephine DeMello SIDS Foundation. So please go to vcmt.org to donate today. That's super easy. Just remember to hit the yellow donate button after you fill out the form. And any amount, you know, even $5, $10, $100, whatever you can afford and would like to share with our community and helping others is greatly appreciated. In my opinion, it's a win-win-win. It's a win for you because you get to help out others and feel that fulfillment. You get to help out the runners, do something extraordinary, and you get to help out some amazing organizations. 90% of the registration fee that we runners get to come up with goes to these foundations. So it's very, very exciting to be able to support these amazing charitable organizations. There we go. Food Share and the Josephine DeMello SIDS Foundation, making a difference in the lives of others through our steps through the Anaheim region in September. But we've got to get our registration. All those donations need to get in the first part of May. So don't delay. vcmt.org. Donate today. Thank you so much. And we're here on Relationship Day on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show on KKZZ, talking with my friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner. So thankful that he is here with us today. And we're talking about some of the mistakes and how to overcome them in building brilliant business relationships. So when we left, we were talking about the law of reciprocity and how it is a transformational law versus a transactional process. And so this building referrals, building that foundation in your business is not a coin-operated paradigm, I'm guessing. So, Ivan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. Okay. We always get a little nervous when we hear silence.
Still here. What I was about to say, we were talking about relationships, and you know, sometimes people get caught up in this. Well, I want to know the system. It's got to be like a formula to make, you know, relationships work or to make networking work. And so one day I had this BNI director who did this presentation at a conference. He said, I have the formula for networking. This is the formula. And like, people are, oh, I want to see this. This is great.
Take out my pen and write it down.
Yeah, so everybody came in, and he has this flip chart, and he said, all right, I am literally going to give you this mathematical formula. And so he started taking stuff from the audience, like, okay, well, let's take a certain size networking group. So how many members? And he does this square root thing up on the flip chart. And he's put some numbers in. I'm not a good mathematician, but he put numbers on one side of this diagram. And so he said, okay, so how many members, how many referrals are being passed, how often is it mean? He's writing all this stuff down, and then he starts doing this calculation. He says, okay, well, if you take this number and divide it by that number, and he starts getting really, really confused, and he stands back and scratches his head, and he takes out a big black pen, and he draws this great big X right through the middle of the formula, and he turns around and he says, hey, everybody, forget about this. It's all about relationships.
Wow.
And the whole room was like, oh, we thought you had a formula. And he said, yeah, there is no formula. The formula is about relationships.
Well, and we're all different personalities. I mean, we've come from a different backgrounds. We have different experiences, and which allows us to be as unique as our fingerprint. And when you are dealing with, 7 billion unique individuals on this planet, there isn't going to be a formula that is a one-size-fits-all.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
No.
Now, there are things that we can learn, like we're doing today, to help us relate better to people. And certainly there's a lot of NLP processes that can help us to communicate better and build that rapport quicker. But at the end of the day, we have to realize that they're people and their stuff is important to them. And if we can take ourselves out of the equation and listen twice as or more as much as we speak, then we've got a chance out there. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, his point was that, you know, networking is not about math, it's about people. And it's about learning how to work with people and learning how to connect and relate in order to build those relationships.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. Okay, so what other than networking disconnects, trying to sell when we're never willing to buy, and premature solicitation, what are a couple of other mistakes that people commonly make?
Well, I think there's several what I call some networking faux pas. One of the networking faux pas is not responding quickly to your referral partners. Sometimes you create a relationship with some people, and because you have this relationship and they connect with you, you might not respond as quickly because you've already got that relationship. You take them for granted, in other words. And there are certain people in your life that if they're giving you a lot of business and they're connecting with you, you need to respond to them immediately.
Treat them like platinum.
That's absolutely right. And so, you know, you treat loyalty like royalty. And people that have been loyal and supported you, you want to respond very quickly. So not responding quickly to referral partners is an important one. We've talked about one, it was skirted around it, I haven't discussed it directly, and that is confusing networking with direct selling. It's not about direct selling, it's that networking disconnect concept. Another one is abusing the relationship. And my favorite example is somebody who abused the relationship, and this is an absolutely true story, and I wrote the story down, it was in my entrepreneur.com column, and it was so outrageous that My editor never writes me and says, is this true? He wrote me and said, is this true? Did you make this up or is this honestly true? And I said, it is absolutely true. And she was just appalled and shocked. What happened was a woman I know was invited to attend a 50th birthday party of an associate of hers. And they used to belong to a networking group together that she had participated in. They had a long-term working relationship, and so out of respect, she had decided to attend this thing. And when she got to the door, she looked through the window, and she noticed that people were arranged in a semicircle listening to a presenter in front of an easel board. This was a birthday party.
A birthday party.
And when she stepped in, it was obvious that the partygoers were being recruited for a business opportunity. And as resentful as this lady felt, she you know, really couldn't just walk out. She couldn't, remove herself from the birthday party, despite the fact that the only refreshments, and I love this, the only refreshments being served were the company's diet shake.
Oh, great birthday party.
And so that's an absolutely true story, and it's an example of how you can abuse a relationship with somebody that you have a long-term working relationship with. Don't trick them. Don't surprise them. You got to walk the talk. And so that's an important one.
Well, that definitely goes back to being authentic, too.
Yeah.
I mean, trickery is not how you want to claim new business because it's never going to be long-term. I mean, it may give you some short-term gains, but,
right.
But you know, if you're in this for the long haul and you really believe in what you're doing, do you want to gain business through trickery? I mean, come on.
No. But sometimes, you know, people get tricked into, they themselves get tricked into doing it. You know, I'm sure that the person who was telling this woman it would be okay, you know, she just didn't think it through. She needed to think it through. And sometimes we need to just say, stop, this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And how would I react if I showed up? How are my friends going to react?
Well, and definitely having healthy boundaries for yourself in place, which requires some self-work and some awareness, can definitely go a long ways towards that. Because, I mean, when you treat yourself with respect, then you teach other people how to treat you. So what are some of the ways that we got a couple minutes. What is one of the ways that we can continue to compress this timeline other than what we've already talked about?
Well, we talked briefly about one-to-ones. The way you do the one-to-ones become really important because if you do one-to-ones effectively, you can absolutely compress the timeline. One of the things I recommend is a tool that I first wrote about in a book I wrote called Business by Referral, and it's called the Gains Exchange. It's an acronym. It stands for Goals, Accomplishments, Interests, Networks, and Skills. Goals, Accomplishments, Interests, Networks, and Skills. And so if the idea is to try and find out, if it's to try to relate to somebody, to build the relationship, then using a tool like this is very important because it enables you to find overlapping areas of interest that you wouldn't normally think about, particularly personal areas of interest, which, you know, when I first started at BNI years ago, it was of no interest to me to talk about personal areas of interest. It was all about business. And that was a mistake, and I discovered over time that those personal overlaps are what helps to have people relate to each other. Give you an example. When I was testing out the Gains Exchange to use in the book, I had two guys who were trying this out in a group, and they absolutely were opposed to doing this. It's like, this is weenie.
This is too touchy-feely for me.
Yeah, it was like, it has nothing to do with what we're doing. And so I said, just give it a try, will you? And they tried it out. Now, these are two guys that had been in the group for almost a year, and they had never done business with each other, never passed referrals. And it wasn't that they didn't like each other. They just were in completely different businesses. And so in this Gains Exchange, they found out that one of their interests was soccer, and they were both coaches for their sons' soccer teams. Now, all of a sudden, these guys go off on a tangent and start talking about soccer. And they ended up helping one another with coaching techniques, and they ended up actually scouting for each other, where one guy would scout the other guy's teams. And they ended up becoming really close friends, and then guess what happened? They started passing business.
Wow.
And they started passing business because they were soccer coaches. Who would have figured? I mean, if you would have said to me that you just find out that these two guys are soccer coaches, they're going to do business, I'd say you're crazy, till I saw it happen. And so you want to compress the timeline, find ways that you can, in fact, relate with one another to build the relationship.
Well, it is, regardless of how that rapport is built, I mean, building on a common foundation is huge, as that story so eloquently describes, that you never know what the common ground can be and where it's going to come from. But if you can find that common ground, then you have a basis from which to build from.
Right, and sometimes it takes a tool like that to get people to kind of force themselves to share areas of interest that then you can find the common ground at. Because without that, it's like they're shots in the dark. I mean, these guys, remember, they had been in the same group. They were BNI members. They had been attending the same group every week for a year, and they didn't know they were soccer coaches.
Wow.
So, see, sometimes a tool like that has people talking about things that they wouldn't normally talk about in the context of a business meeting.
Well, and taking things for granted, too, that, oh, well, I already know everything.
Yeah, I know this person. I've seen him all year.
All year, yeah.
Yeah.
Craziness. So thank you for sharing that tool with us. We're going to take a quick break and thank our sponsors who keep this show in the air. And we'll be back here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed show with our guest today, Dr. Ivan Miser, talking about building brilliant business relationships. And we'll be back here on Positive Talk Radio, 1400 AM, KKZZ.
Are you or someone you know headed down the aisle or to prom? Camarillo Bridal and Gorgeous Gowns is soon to be open in their new, beautiful, and expanded location at 425 Arneal in the center of Camarillo. Grand opening festivities begin on April 22nd with prom day. Be sure to put in your slip for a free prom dress or tuxedo rental. Visit gorgeousgowns.biz. That's gorgeousgowns.biz for all the fabulous details.
Do you want world-class dental care for you and your family by a gentle and caring neighborhood dentist without the exorbitant cost? Then look no further. Dr. Mansourian in Old Town Camarillo is here for you. Whether you need a smile makeover, a simple cleaning and checkup, or a second opinion, Dr. Mansourian will provide the best care for you. For your free consultation, call 987-2701, 987-2701, or visit our website at smilebydrm.com. That's smilebydrm.com. Receive a complimentary teeth whitening package with your checkup appointment.
And welcome back to the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show. Our guest today, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the father of modern networking and helping businesses worldwide gain business through the referral system. So tell us just real briefly about your Referral Training Institute.
Yeah, the Referral Institute is a referral training company. We basically try to help people create referrals for life, teach them how to build their business through referrals. And it's not easy. We don't teach this in colleges and universities.
It's a crime.
In the world.
It's a crime.
What's that?
I said it's a crime that we don't teach this kind of stuff in schools.
Do you think? I mean, it really is. Listen, I just did a survey of 12,000 business people, and it's the basis of a book that I've got coming out next year, and you're going to love the book. And if you'd like, I'd love to come back on the show and talk about the book when it comes out.
That'd be fantastic. So,
you ready for the title?
Please.
This is a real title. It's not a joke. You ready?
I'm ready.
It's called Business, Networking, and Sex, Not What You Think.
I think I saw that on the BNI website.
Yeah, it's about the difference between men and women and how they network. I know that's disappointing to some people, but it's about the difference between
men and
women.
I won't divulge the secret between now and the time it's out.
No, it's okay. It's a little provocative for me. But
sex sells, maybe.
Yeah, there's some truth to that. So anyway, I did a survey of 12,000 business people as the basis for this book. One of the things we discovered was that we asked them, do you feel you've achieved some level of success through networking? 92% of 12,000 people said yes.
Wow.
When have you ever seen 92% of any group of people agree to anything?
So true.
I mean, that is an incomprehensible number to me. Yet, we don't teach this in college.
It's criminal.
It is criminal. 92% of business people say it's important to their success, yet we don't teach it in colleges and universities. And so what the Referral Institute tries to do is to go deep and teach people how to build a referral-based business.
So I notice there are several different courses on there. Where do you suggest people start?
Well, I would have a chat with the local trainer wherever you are. And referralinstitute.com is the website, and probably the real basic program to begin with is the Certified Networker Training Program, which is a 12-module program. But the real probably the best program that the Referral Institute offers is a program called Referrals for Life, and that's really about creating a community of people that are learning together and applying, most importantly, applying the concepts together on a regular basis. And that's really how we learn best, you know, is to not just read a book or be lectured to, but to work together on it.
You're almost describing like a mastermind thing from Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's book.
Yeah, there's absolutely that element to it, a mastermind of people sharing, you know, how do you apply this technique? How has it worked for you? How has it worked for me? You know, how can we spin it to make it work even better? No question.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. So what is your final thought that you'd like to leave with our guest today as far as a mistake or way to compress the VCP, the visibility, credibility, and profitability process? What do you want them to do or to act upon today?
Well, I think one thing that I haven't talked about in terms of maintaining long-lasting relationships is to have multiple touch points. You want to have touch points with the people that certainly those that you're at credibility with, right? People that say, "Yeah, I want to follow you. I want to stay in touch with you. I'm willing." You know, they opt in. The people who opt in, you have to have multiple touch points with them. You want to connect with them regularly, and it shouldn't all be buy. You know, buy what I'm selling. You know, it shouldn't be that.
It should be value. Then
right,
maybe buy.
Exactly. Yeah. Much better word. You want to be providing value, content, information. You want to share this with them, and the more you can touch them, the better. I mean, the kinds of things I do are things not only like this interview and the books I write, but I have a blog, and I have people who subscribe to the blog. I have a Facebook page. I've got a Twitter page. I've got, of course, our BNI.com site, which has all of our news that's going on. All of these things are ways. I have a newsletter that goes out to 230,000 people. All of these things are ways I touch people who are interested in what I have to say. And so the more you can do that, the more you're moving through the VCP process effectively.
Fantastic.
So the last thing I would share with your listeners is, which I think is probably one of the most important things I've learned in the last 26 years of running the world's largest networking organization, BNI. And if your listeners are interested, go to BNI.com. Is that it's not what you know or who you know. You know the expression, it's not what you know, it's who you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you know or who you know, it's how well you know each other that really counts. People do business with people they trust. And that's what networking should be about, is doing business, building relationships, building your trust, and doing business with people that you trust.
Well, and that is huge, and certainly, you know, we've got to get out of our own way and open our hearts to people and let them in, and to take that risk, knowing that it is worth the risk more times than not. And maybe you've been hurt in the past through business relationships or personal relationships, but is it going to benefit you by wallowing in that hurt, or is it going to be, you know, worth ripping off the scab and opening your heart to people that you can, you know, be mutually beneficial to and to serve? And, you know, it's been a lesson that I have been learning here recently, in learning how to build deeper, more intimate. And I don't mean just, you know, me and my husband intimate. I'm talking about just deeper, more connection when I talk about intimate relationships, on both personal friendships and business relationships, and fostering those through an open heart is going to be much, much easier than somebody who is closed off and afraid. It just won't work, folks. People smell fear just like birds, bees, and dogs. You know, they're going to run the other way if you've got that hanging around your neck. So please, you know, be willing to open and take some inventory and to do what you need to do, whether it's read a book, get a coach, business coach or personal coach, relationship coach. Definitely Dr. Ivan has sending out lots of information that you can glean from. So thank you so much for being here with us today, Dr. Ivan Meisner, and for sharing with us such valuable insights on shortening that process and helping more people become successful in business and in their entrepreneurship endeavors. So bless you.
Well, thank you very much. And if your listeners want to get more information on my blog, lots of free content up there and ideas, businessnetworking.com is my blog, businessnetworking.com. Pretty easy to remember.
I will post that on my Facebook page as well, businessnetworking.com. And again, thank you. I know that you were matching a lot of donations for Japan, yes. So appreciate that philanthropic efforts that you are doing in our world as well.
Thanks. We just gave a check to the Red Cross for $50,000 from BNI members and ourselves, my wife and I.
Fantastic.
$50,000. Yeah.
What a great community that we're supporting our neighbors in Japan. It's a small world, and we've got to support each other. So, again, thank you all for listening today. Thank you, Dr. Ivan Meisner, and we'll do connect with my Facebook page later today so that you can get all of the resources, many, many resources that Ivan shared with us, and we will definitely be putting that free 50% off code for that business contact management system. Also, be sure to check out Tools for Better Living for the schedule of the free demonstrations for life coaching to see how group telephone coaching might be beneficial to you. And then also, if you're dealing with high stress and no sleep, go to meetkimberlyreed.com. Amazing duo for the mind, spa for the mind experience awaits you when you just sign up. I'm giving away the good stuff on that meetkimberlyreed.com site. So want to support you in creating a life that you absolutely love, because when you dare to be more brilliant and shine brighter, you're giving others permission to do the same. And wouldn't the world be a better place if we all just shined our own light instead of hiding it under a bushel? So be great, be brilliant, and we'll see you back here tomorrow here on the Connect with Kimberly Reed Show on Inspiring and Empowering Radio for women and those enlightened, conscious men out there. Be back here tomorrow on KKZZ 1400 AM. Take care.